Now turn to part three. You'll hear five extracts in which people are talking about photography. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says about it. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
I fell in love with photography when I was 13, and I've been doing it as a hobby ever since. I might even do it for a career, but I know I've still got a lot to learn about it. I just know I really like it, and it motivates me to get out there, do different things and stuff like that, you know, visit unusual locations where I might not otherwise have gone if I wasn't into photography. Once I've taken a load of shots, I find it really satisfying to look at them all on screen afterwards and choose the best ones.
Speaker 2.
I always photograph things that mean something to me. Friends, places I've been, things I've done. I've taken some amazing shots of musicians at concerts, trying to capture the atmosphere of the music and the crowd. It's a way of freezing a moment in time with just one click. Like a record, keeping the past alive for me. I love giving friends pictures of themselves in different situations. Everyone says I'm becoming a real expert, but I don't think about that. My parents also give me lots of encouragement. They're going to get me a new camera, because the one I've got right now isn't exactly the latest model.
Speaker 3.
I usually have an idea in my mind of what I want to see in a photo, and I'll concentrate on trying to get that picture. It might be a friend in an interesting place, or a scene from nature, whatever. I know for some people it's tricky to come up with something truly original, but I actually feel more sure of myself and what I'm doing when I'm behind the camera. I also feel a sense of calmness somehow. When I'm sitting at my laptop, editing my pictures and sharing them with friends online, I just get totally absorbed in the whole process and forget all about what's going on outside.
Speaker 4.
I'm lucky because I learned to use a camera when I was about 5 years old, so I'm pretty confident in my abilities. Obviously, there's still room for improvement, but I'm no great perfectionist. For me, it's about using the equipment to show what I think and feel, but also using my imagination to create something unique. The technology is always developing, and almost everybody's learned to use a camera of some sort these days, but I don't think people understand the power of what they can do. It's not just about getting snaps of events or new places, or else you just end up with a picture that's been taken 1,000 times before.
Speaker 5.
I used to enjoy just looking at photos, but then I discovered the amazing stuff you can do on computers or with a camera. I've taught myself loads. I get pleasure out of solving puzzles and playing around, experimenting to see how it all works. It's not about trying to be creative, but more about amusing myself with what I can do. I can't say I'm some expert photographer, but I do post lots of the pictures I take on various websites for friends to look at. Because everybody gets something out of seeing themselves and remembering places they went to or things they did.
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker 1.
I fell in love with photography when I was 13, and I've been doing it as a hobby ever since. I might even do it for a career, but I know I've still got a lot to learn about it. I just know I really like it, and it motivates me to get out there, do different things and stuff like that, you know, visit unusual locations where I might not otherwise have gone if I wasn't into photography. Once I've taken a load of shots, I find it really satisfying to look at them all on screen afterwards and choose the best ones.
Speaker 2.
I always photograph things that mean something to me. Friends, places I've been, things I've done. I've taken some amazing shots of musicians at concerts, trying to capture the atmosphere of the music and the crowd. It's a way of freezing a moment in time with just one click. Like a record, keeping the past alive for me. I love giving friends pictures of themselves in different situations. Everyone says I'm becoming a real expert, but I don't think about that. My parents also give me lots of encouragement. They're going to get me a new camera, because the one I've got right now isn't exactly the latest model.
Speaker 3.
I usually have an idea in my mind of what I want to see in a photo, and I'll concentrate on trying to get that picture. It might be a friend in an interesting place, or a scene from nature, whatever. I know for some people it's tricky to come up with something truly original, but I actually feel more sure of myself and what I'm doing when I'm behind the camera. I also feel a sense of calmness somehow. When I'm sitting at my laptop editing my pictures and sharing them with friends online, I just get totally absorbed in the whole process and forget all about what's going on outside.
Speaker 4.
I'm lucky because I learned to use a camera when I was about 5 years old, so I'm pretty confident in my abilities. Obviously, there's still room for improvement, but I'm no great perfectionist. For me, it's about using the equipment to show what I think and feel, but also using my imagination to create something unique. The technology is always developing, and almost everybody's learned to use a camera of some sort these days, but I don't think people understand the power of what they can do. It's not just about getting snaps of events or new places. Or else you just end up with a picture that's been taken 1,000 times before.
Speaker 5.
I used to enjoy just looking at photos, but then I discovered the amazing stuff you can do on computers or with a camera. I've taught myself loads. I get pleasure out of solving puzzles and playing around, experimenting to see how it all works. It's not about trying to be creative, but more about amusing myself with what I can do. I can't say I'm some expert photographer, but I do post lots of the pictures I take on various websites for friends to look at, because everybody gets something out of seeing themselves and remembering places they went to or things they did.
That's the end of part 3.